was on at the end of the last night of the war tour, playing on the pier in New York, and that is Ed Koch, the mayor. The war tour was a great experience for us as a band because it taught us how to play to big audiences and small ones, because and taught us a lot about humility, because although, as you know, might have seen U2 playing like massive shows like at Red Rocks and at San Francisco Auditorium, but the size of America was such that on some of the shows they actually played some really small shows as well, and they had to cancel a few shows because they'd only sold like 20 or 30 tickets and didn't go ahead, which is a bit of a shocker for us to get our head around, but that's the way it is in rock and roll. You're big and you're small and you're all over the place. But Bono and the Edge and Larry and Adam taught us a lot about playing, giving it everything, no matter how big the crowd is. And we had some great times with them on the tour. And I remember one of the times we were traveling on a day off and we were going on the scenic route around America, which is kind of long, but we did it. And we pulled up into this small town called Craig in Colorado, and it was weird because we come from a seaside town and we're used to the fairground and all the noise, but as we pulled into this small town, there was a fairground going on but no noise, no music, and as we wound the van windows down, all we could hear was kind of these cowboys going woo yeah, and it was kind of a scary thing, but we actually pulled into this restaurant to get something to eat, and this American guy was serving, and he took one look at me and said, "Oh my God, have you picked the wrong town?" And when I told him, we just fell about laughing because it was like it was straight out of a Western, but he was very welcoming after that, and it was a good thing. And one of the things that happened for us on that tour, U2 were great for us, because when they were going into these very corporate radio stations which just played Led Zeppelin, The Beatles and The Who, and when we got to America, punk rock had not happened in America. They didn't get the Sex Pistols, they didn't get The Clash till much later. They didn't have this kind of youth social rebellion that we'd all gone through, so it was still a very kind of 70s mentality in America, and we were fighting kind of a radio war. And the great thing about U2 was they were at the forefront and they were kicking it down, not just for themselves, but they would go on air and say, "We don't want to play U2 records. All our fans know about them. Let's play The Alarm." And they would play The Stand, or they would play something by REM. And it was an important time in America musically, because the work that REM and U2 did, in some ways The Alarm, we were the punk rock for America. And I think that's why we still go over there and there's still an audience for us today. And U2 helped us do that. And hats off to the lads. I think I've missed a few shots here, which I want to have a look at. It's nearly there. It's a bit like the lottery, isn't it? Here we go. No, I think you're right there, right? You've got to see me emails. So yeah, we came back from the war tour and we started playing a lot of gigs in Britain, and the thing was with the Alarm EP and The Stand, because of the way U2 had helped to pave the way for us, one of the things that again made us different for American audiences was that we hadn't had any hits in Britain or anything, hadn't really been in the papers too much, and so there was no fanfare when we got to America. We were a very unknown group. And people were seeing us for the first time live in concert, making up their own opinion. It wasn't being forced on them or, kind of distorted by a journalistic point of view. People would see us firsthand. And we managed to start getting some airplay on The Stand. And we actually started having a bit of a hit record in America with The Stand before we became known through 68 Guns to people in the UK. And here's some shots of us on our return. We've started playing around some bigger gigs in London. A Sharpie, that's in the Tufnell Park. Zeddy giving it all. Third Light, of course. That says, that song is